I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL Newstime 530. I'm Maria Chalanos, sitting in today for Tim and Amanda. Right now, clear skies, 45 degrees downtown.
All our roadways looking really good as we start the drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. We will find out this morning if SkyWest Airlines is back up and running at full capacity after thousands of people were stranded last night when they couldn't get on their flights. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Well, Maria, a computer glitch is being blamed for disabling all operations for 5 hours and grounding around 700 flights across the country. According to Reuters, service resumed yesterday evening, but it's unknown at this time how many planes are not where they're supposed to be to start morning flights. SkyWest is the second largest air carrier operating at the Salt Lake International Airport, and hundreds of people were seen waiting in line at the airport trying to get rebooked or put up in hotels. Check your flight status this morning before heading out. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
SkyWest operates as a connection carrier for Delta, United, American, and Alaska Airlines across the western U.S. Utah's Attorney General is planning to hire a team of outside lawyers to challenge President Biden's expansion of Grand Staircase and Bears Ears National Monuments. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Attorney General Sean Reyes is hoping to hire attorneys with experience in complex civil litigation to take on these cases. The Salt Lake Tribune reports lawsuits challenging monument designations go all the way back to the Grand Canyon, which was designated a national monument in 1908. President Trump drastically reduced the size of the two monuments in 2017, but President Biden promised to restore them during his campaign and signed an executive order adding 2 million acres of public land back to the monument boundaries. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Canyon School District students will be spending a few Fridays learning from home. KSL News Radio's Jason Tulin has that story.
It's called Remote Learning Fridays, and Jeff Haney with the Canyon School District says the district will start this soon.
The first Remote Learning Friday in the Canyon School District will be on November 5th, and we're hoping that gives families time to adjust their schedule. And then after that, the district will schedule 5 additional Remote Learning Fridays. And the goal is to limit these Remote Learning Fridays to one a month.
During these Fridays, students will receive learning packets and can use the time for independent study or access their assignments. Jason Tulin, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The month-long search for the only person of interest in the death of Gabby Petito is over. The FBI confirmed last night the human remains found in a Florida nature reserve are those of Brian Laundrie. He's been missing since mid-September. ABC's Trevor Ault is on the ground in Florida.
We still don't have confirmation he was involved in her death. Regardless, we know that he left his girlfriend on the other side of the country and drove home without her. He didn't report her missing, and when her family reported her missing, his family hired a lawyer and they refused to cooperate. The entire country, the entire world, kind of operated under the assumption that, okay, well, there's your bad guy, we just need to prove it. Now that we know that Brian Laundrie is dead, it seems we're never going to get those concrete answers.
Petito's remains were found in Wyoming last month. Tragedy on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie in New Mexico. Authorities say the Hollywood star discharged a prop gun while filming a scene, and it killed the film's director of photography, and it wounded the director.
The filming of Rust started earlier this month at the ranch, which has been a popular Hollywood filming location for decades. Baldwin, who stars in and produces the film, was seen on the set after the shooting, distraught and on the phone.
That is ABC's Megan Tavrizian reporting. In a CNN town hall, President Biden says stronger climate change laws will likely get watered down in a social spending bill. ABC's Andy Field explains from Washington.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin dictating a lot of what Democrats may have to accept because they can't pass anything without his vote, and he's not supporting cutting fossil fuels.
Joe Manchin's argument is, look, we still have coal in my state. You're going to eliminate it eventually. We know it's going away. We know it's going to be gone. But don't rush it so fast that my people people don't have anything to do.
Not clear what climate compromise Senator Manchin will support. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A former Marine is being called a hero after he single-handedly stopped an attempted robbery at an Arizona gas station. James Kilser says he didn't think twice when he saw the gun and immediately tackled the suspect, wielding his shopping bag like a weapon.
It smashed him in the face and may or may not have broke his nose because he was bleeding all over the place.
Kilser served in Afghanistan and is now a contractor with the Defense Department. KSL weather with Grant Wayman, warm and dry today, which is perfect for football.
It's high school playoff season with the football games, many games tonight. And the weather cooperates. We got a nice warm day. The temperature should start off around, say, 60 degrees for most of the games this evening. Falling into the low 50s, everybody should definitely bring their jackets along. And the blankets, probably not a bad idea either.
Grant says tomorrow is a different story with valley rain, mountain snow, cooler temperatures. We get a break on Sunday and then more rain and snow Monday and Tuesday.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.